From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the government aims to launch its first nuclear-powered submarine by the mid-2030s and deploy it to the Navy by the late 2030s. Shinsegae Group Chair Chung Yong-jin apologizes for a controversial marketing campaign that evoked painful memories of the 1980 military crackdown on pro-democracy protesters. And BTS wins Artist of the Year, the top honor at the American Music Awards. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chan. The government is aiming to launch its first nuclear-powered submarine by the mid-2030s and deploy it to the Navy by the late 2030s. Defense Minister An Kyu-baek unveiled the goal on Tuesday as he disclosed a basic plan on developing nuclear-powered submarines during a meeting at the Navy's Submarine Force Command, which was also attended by President Lee Jae-myung. The basic plan marks the government's first official roadmap for the development of nuclear-powered submarines. An said the envisioned submarine's reactor will be powered by low-enriched uranium with an enrichment level of less than 20%. He added that the submarines will be designed to make long-cycle operation possible to minimize the need for refueling. North Korea has fired multiple ballistic missiles toward the Yellow Sea. According to South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff, the close-range ballistic missiles were launched at around 1 p.m. Tuesday from the Jeonju area in the north's North Pyongan province. The JCS said the missiles flew about 80 kilometers, adding that multiple types of projectiles were detected. The South Korean military has reinforced surveillance and vigilance in preparation for possible additional missile firings, as it maintains a readiness posture on high alert. Seoul has closely shared related information with Washington and Tokyo under their three-way security cooperation, and the JCS says it has begun analyzing details and the maximum range of the projectiles. Three construction workers are dead after a structure collapsed at an overpass demolition site in Seoul. The collapse occurred around 2:30 p.m. Tuesday at the site where the Seosomun overpass, which links the Chungjong-ro and Sirial subway stations, is being demolished. The incident left three workers dead while another three are undergoing treatment in hospital. A total of 13 people were near the site at the time of the collapse, but seven evacuated safely. The Seoul Metropolitan Government activated its Disaster and Safety Countermeasures headquarters later in the day. Shinsegae Group Chairman Chung Yong-jin has apologized for a recent marketing campaign at Starbucks Korea that invited public outrage by bringing up painful memories from history. The coffee chain, which Shinsegae licenses and operates, attempted to promote large tumblers from its Tank series on May 18, announcing Tank Day on the day South Korea commemorates the 1980 Gwangju Democratic Uprising. Pae Ju-yeon has more.
진심으로 머리 숙여 사죄드립니다.
The chairman of Shinsegae Group bowed his head in front of cameras Tuesday, apologizing for a Starbucks Korea marketing campaign that evoked painful memories of a brutal military crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in 1980.
어떠한 변명도 하지 않겠습니다.
I will make no excuses.
이번 일에 대한 모든 책임은
I take full responsibility for this matter. It is my fault. All members of Shinsegae Group, including myself, will remember the history and sacrifices of our society and will always deeply understand and respect the hearts of the people.
Starbucks Korea launched an online Tumblr promotion called Tank Day on the anniversary of the May 18th democratization movement in Gwangju, which the government brutally crushed with tanks and paratroopers. The marketing campaign featured discounts on the company's tank tumblers and the slogan, quote, "Thwack it on your desk." The slogan enraged many South Koreans because of another painful memory from the country's past, the tortured death of student activist Park Jong-chol at the hands of the Seoul police in 1987, and the lie the police told to cover up their actions, saying the young man dropped dead when an officer slammed a desk with a thwack. Amid public backlash, Chung earlier dismissed Starbucks Korea CEO Son Jong-hyun. Retail giant Shinsegae Group owns a 67.5% stake in Starbucks Korea. Pyeongchang, KBS World Radio News.
Global superstars BTS won the American Music Awards Artist of the Year at this year's ceremony in Las Vegas, while K-pop Demon Hunters took home Song of the Year for their hit Golden, adding to its long list of accolades. Rosian Bach has more.
BTS was a major highlight at the 52nd American Music Awards held at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas on Monday, as all seven members made their highly anticipated return to a U.S. award show following their military service. Their fans, the BTS Army, were in the audience, erupting in deafening cheers to support them, especially when they won the top prize of the night, Artists of the Year, beating out the likes of Bruno Mars, Justin Bieber, and Lady Gaga.
Our biggest thanks and gratitude, as always, goes to the armies all over the world.
This marks the second time BTS has won the top award at the AMA since 2021, when they made history as the first Asian act to do so. Earlier, the South Korean group accepted Song of the Summer for Swim, the lead single from their fifth studio album, Arirang. BTS also scored the Best Male K-pop Artist Award at the fan-voted AMAs.
Thank you to the K-pop Demon Hunter team, Maggie, Kristen, Michelle. Thank you to the...
Marking another milestone for K-pop, Song of the Year went to Golden, the wildly popular tune from the Netflix animated movie K-pop Demon Hunters, and was accepted by its real-life vocalists, EJ and Rayami. Golden, which was also named Best Pop Song, is now a full-fledged crossover hit, following earlier wins at the Oscars, the Grammys, and the Golden Globes. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
A local court has dismissed an injunction request filed by workers at one of Samsung Electronics' non-chip units seeking to suspend wage and labor negotiations led by the company's largest union. The Suwon District Court said Tuesday that the applicant, a union representing the Device Experience Division, had failed to prove the bargaining demands contained serious flaws or disregarded the interests of its members in favor of the interests of the Chipmaking Device Solutions Division. The court also said the Device Solutions Affiliated Union had conducted surveys while preparing its bargaining proposals, making it difficult to conclude that it ignored members' opinions altogether. It added that even if the Device Solutions Affiliated Union violated regulations by not obtaining approval from a General Assembly or delegates meeting, there was little basis to halt the bargaining process. The Device Experience Affiliated Union filed for the injunction on May 15th, arguing that the larger union's decision-making process centered on employees from the chip-making units. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index closed above the 8,000-point level for the first time on Tuesday and hit a new intraday high. The Kospi jumped 199.8 points, or 2.55% Tuesday, to close at 8,047.51. It's the first time the benchmark index has closed above the 8,000 mark. The Kospi opened at 8,070.91, up 2.84% from the previous trading day, and at one point rose to 8,131.15 during the session, breaking its previous intraday record high of 8,046.78. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ index also gained 11.39 points, or 0.98%, to close at 1,172.52. Rain is expected nationwide Wednesday, with strong winds and heavy rainfall forecast for Jeju Island and areas along the southern coast. Up to 150 millimeters of rain is forecast for the mountainous areas of Jeju, while South Jeolla and South Gyeongsang provinces will receive 30 to 80 millimeters. Some areas along the southern coast and near Mount Jiri could see more than 100 millimeters. Most other parts of the country, including Seoul, are expected to receive between 10 and 60 millimeters of rainfall. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chang.